Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What is up, everybody? Welcome on to Tuesday's November 18th edition of Sports Talk. Charlie Long and I here till 7 p.m., and then it'll be the Saints Hour. Mike Hoss taking over. He's going to have on with him tonight linebacker DeMario Davis, also VP of Community Relations and Youth Sports Development, Alicia Broussard-Sheridan, and as well as our WWL Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, as we get ready for the Atlanta Falcons coming to the Superdome on Sunday. And it doesn't matter right now what the record is, what the momentum would have been like if it hadn't been a win for this black and gold team against Carolina before the bye week. But man, oh man, any matchup, any time this Saints squad ends up taking on the Atlanta Falcons, there's just also that extra energy throughout the Houdat Nation going into the game. And I know, like I mentioned, the 2-8 squad right now, the reality is the team's not doing well this season. But you do have a little bit of hope right now with the rookie Tyler Shuck having taken over. The rough first game was rough against the Rams. We saw promise against the Panthers, in which he led the team to a victory, then got a long, nice bye week to rest up for this weekend in the Caesars Superdome. It feels like forever since the Saints have played a home game. So going to be happy to be back in the Caesars Superdome on Sunday. But like I mentioned, the Atlanta Falcons coming to town, no matter what the records are, no matter what point of the season it is, no matter what's going on, it's the Dirty Birds, and everybody has that Falcons hate week thing going on, and things are just always interesting in this matchup. Going into this matchup, this Sunday's game against the Falcons, they're down their quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., plus wide receiver Drake London, so two key pieces from the ATL squad right now missing, and the fact that they've just been on a losing skid that has been awful from this team. We just saw them fall in overtime to a Panther squad. The Saints just ended up besting. But if you know you think things have been going bad for the black and gold, you look at this Falcons squad and you talk about identity. I don't know what it is. You would think it would be as a running team with Bijan Robinson. And I know we've mentioned Tyler Algier being a nice 1-2 punch over there. But this Falcons offensive attack has just been offensive, haven't been able to do much. And like I mentioned, they've been on a skid. I think it's, what, five straight? The Saints look to send them to a sixth straight defeat on Sunday. And just nothing, if you look, has been really going right for this Falcons team. The defense, I will say, has shown promise, I think, Charlie, from, you know, the first couple of, you know, games in the first half of the season. But overall, just a mishmash of you don't know where the ATL is headed right now.
Bryce Young owns them, and it's one of the funniest storylines to follow in the NFC South, because you saw how he played against the Saints in that week where Tyler Shuck picked up his first NFL victory, and Young looked unplayable. He looked terrible against the Saints defense, and credit to Brandon Staley for getting that team ready to go. And then he goes to Atlanta and torches them for almost 450 passing yards.
Right.
Bryce Young in his career, Steve, if I'm not mistaken, I believe is 12-26 as a starter. He's 4-1 against the Falcons.
He owns Atlanta.
It's just a strange storyline to follow, and I'm pulling up Tankathon right now to double-check it here. Atlanta's in a bad spot, Steve.
Yeah, looking at the ATL coming to the Dome Sunday, kind of licking their wounds, looking forward to seeing what Tyler Shough can do in another start with the black and gold and his introduction to Falcons Hate Week.
So Tankathon has the standings for the teams that are not currently in the playoff picture in the NFL. The Atlanta Falcons traded their 2026 first-round pick to the LA Rams for the 26th overall pick in last year's draft, in which they used to take James Pierce, the edge rusher out of Tennessee, who has been good this year.
Right. He's been doing well.
To be honest there. At the same time, though, if you look at that pick, right now, if the season ended today, Steve, it would be number eight overall.
Wow. So the Rams get to pick eighth overall right now.
You effectively get the eighth overall pick for the 26th overall pick. And there was more on top of it, too, Steve. So where they also traded like a second round pick as part of that deal, too. So it's a total mess for Terry Fontenot and the Falcons front office where, you know, this entire season, which has completely fallen off the rails, a 5-game losing skid, you're 3-7 overall, and you don't have your top 10 pick. So they got to win. I mean, in Falcons land, the seat should be on fire for Raheem Morris. It's yet to be determined if that's actually the case, but there's no point for them tanking at any stretch of the imagination. So they're going to be coming into New Orleans with a purpose too.
Not tanking, Charlie. Well, it hasn't been good basketball though. The Pelicans, rough evening. We've talked about against their matchup against the Oklahoma City Thunder last evening. Tomorrow they'll be hosting the Denver Nuggets as that 5-game homestand wraps up. And just overall, Pel's basketball is suffering all around. You can't even point to the dreaded collapses in third quarter being their issue right now.
It was a dreaded collapse in the first quarter last night, Steve, where you give up 49
immediate
points.
Hole. The Thunder just couldn't miss.
The homestand was important, Steve, but at the same time, look at the teams that are playing on this homestand, and you could kind of see this coming.
Yeah.
The Portland Trailblazers game felt like the game that, okay, maybe the Pelicans could steal this. They lose by 8 points. And then you have back-to-back games against the Warriors and the Lakers, which are generally speaking, at least entering the season, I know it's a little bit different because the Lakers have been pretty good this year, around the same tier of Western Conference teams. They're better than you, but at the same time, you're like, you know, either one of those games is technically gettable. You lose both of them. And then you play the two best teams in the West. We had mentioned that during Triple Option, Steve, last hour. OKC's the defending champions for a reason. They're the best team in all of basketball. But then if you're talking about the second best team in all of basketball, it's probably the Denver Nuggets. And that's who you close out this homestand with. It's been a brutal gauntlet for this Pelicans team. There's no let up despite all these games being at home. And that's really how you find yourself in this hole. I mean, coming after tomorrow, that game against Denver, Steve, I mean, I don't even know what the spread's going to end up being, but I don't see the Pelicans winning that game. So you're going to be sitting at 2-13. I know that they've been talking to the team as well, Steve, about, you know, oh, we're not like that far out of play-in contention or whatever, and that it's still possible for that the Pelicans can go on a decent little run here towards the midway point of the season, and they can get back into the thick of things, at least for being a top 10 seed in the West, because the West is more top-heavy than I think people were expecting. It's not as deep as maybe people were expecting, but at the same time, you have to start picking up some wins at some point to be able to get into that conversation, and the Pelicans haven't been doing it.
Well, there's been just a lack of offense, defense, all around, just hasn't been there for this Birds bunch right now. And you do like a lot of the things that some of the rookies and Jeremiah Fears or Derek Queen are doing, but your other guys like Trey Murphy and Herb Jones, just it ain't cutting it right now.
I'm right there with you. Specifically, the start of the season was more of Trey that I was disappointed in.
Right.
I've been disappointed in Herb. But at the same time, at least they're on the floor. Where's Zion? I mean, the 7 to 10 days, it's been at least 2 weeks at this rate. So waiting for him to get back on the court, but who knows? Same thing with Jordan Poole. I mean, the reevaluation thing, when a player gets injured, you don't want to risk re-injury because then things just can spiral out of control and get way worse. But, I mean, they got to get back on the court, Steve, if this team wants to start picking up some W's.
Pels are back on the court tomorrow night, folks. They're hosting the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets 10-3, 4-2 on the road this season. We're going to be talking about that more tomorrow. We're going to take a break. Come back with more of Sports Talk. We'll hear from Saint safety Justin Reed right after this. Stay tuned, folks, on WWL Saints Radio. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't forget to rewind, folks. The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you missed on any show on WWL. Download the free Odyssey app, search for WWL, then get started. Listen or re-listen to all the WWL guests, commentary, or shows that you love when you want to. Rewind, an amazing feature on the free Odyssey app. We're back here on Sports Talk, gearing up for the Saints Hour coming up at 7 p.m. Mike Haas will have on DeMario Davis as well as some others on there. Make sure you check that out. Yesterday in the locker room, a few players hanging out after the bye week, getting ready for Sunday against the Falcons. One of those that's new to this rivalry, Justin Reed, Saints safety. Here's a little bit of what he had to say, getting ready for those Dirty Birds.
What did you do with the bye week, and I guess how much did you guys need to kind of get away and refresh and re-energize?
Yeah, I took a trip to the Cayman Islands, took my lady with me. It was great, man. It was cool. We didn't do too much, did a couple of excursions, but mainly stayed off of our feet. Feel refreshed, feel rejuvenated. Feel like we got a little more juice in the tank now. Got to refill ourselves up, so excited to get back to work.
Does it feel kind of like a bit of a disruption because you guys win a game, then you take a break, and now you got to try to regather what you had?
There's some positives and negatives. So in a way, you could say that, you know, re-energizing ourselves by having a break is going to allow us to bring more juice to the game next week. We got another division opponent. So I don't think that there's going to be any lack of focus or anything going into a division game. But the biggest thing is for everyone in the building to be professionals and to not lose the momentum that we built from Carolina and continue to take that with us.
How taxing is 10 consecutive NFL games?
Oh, yeah, man. It's not easy. It's no joke. We have bye weeks for a reason. But it starts to take a toll on you. But I think that it's nice now that we got to put in that work and we're on the other side of it. And now we get to attack these last few games with everything that we got.
You Louisiana guy, do you have a sense of this Saints Falcons thing, or is it
Falcons, you know what I mean, all the things, yeah, the Faints, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, like it's a rivalry match. They don't like them. They don't like us. We don't like them. You know, I think what we had the whole 27-3. What was that? The score that was put down. 28-3. That was putting this. So I think that it'll be a fun match.
How much are you guys looking forward to getting back on the field on Sunday
to get back out there and do what you do.
It's huge, man. I mean, that's the reason why we're all here. We're all here to play football. We're all here, especially to win division games. We know how big this game is for us, for our fan base, and for what we're trying to build here. So we want to be able to tackle with everything we got.
I was going to ask about the Falcons. Looks like Penix is going to be out for this week, as well as Drake London. How do you approach that, knowing that they're going to be missing two of their top offensive stars?
Yeah, I mean, this is the NFL. Every week, guys, you know what I mean, get hurt, and then the next man up comes in and play. Everybody's a professional on that side of the ball, the same there, though. Everyone here is a professional. We've had our own injuries, and we've had young guys step up and have really big roles. Jonas Sanker, for one, has been playing excellent, and that happened because of an injury. So we're not going to take whoever they put on the field lightly. We want to take it with the seriousness that it deserves, give them the respect that they deserve. But play with no fear and go out and attack them with everything we got.
I know that y'all just had a week off, but to go into the bye week with a win, feeling good, like, how can you carry that momentum, you know, into these final seven games?
Yeah, you take, I don't think each division games that we played, there's never been a lack of intensity or focus. So I think that having the division game out of the bye week is actually nice, because everyone in the building knows how much it means to us and what we're trying to accomplish here, and also to our fan base, to go out and play well against a division opponent. So I don't think there'll be any lack of focus or intensity. I think that the bye week allows us to recharge a little bit, put a little bit more in our tank, and get ready to go out and throw everything at them.
Growing up as a Saints fan, are you excited? I heard you talking to him about it, but are you excited to, like, finally play in this rivalry game?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I played each team, but never got to play as one of the teams, get to play as a Saints player against the Falcons. You know, I mean, it'll be exciting.
I love the fact, Charlie, that Justin Reed is already calling Atlanta the Falcons. So shout out to Cam Jordan for spreading the gospel, I guess, in the locker room.
The Falcons?
Falcons, right.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, this is what, whenever you see people on social media, specifically the fan base over in Tampa Bay, complaining about why the Saints don't hate the Buccaneers as much as they hate the Falcons, sorry, you're just not the Saints' rival. The Saints and Falcons are the rivalry in the NFC South. I'm forgetting who said it. It's just like, go mess with Carolina. stop trying to poke the Saints. Like, just figure your own thing out. The Saints and the Falcons hate each other. As Justin Reed said, that is the rivalry in the division. There's nothing to do with Tampa Bay or Carolina or any of that nonsense.
Action coming up this Sunday, folks. We're going to break down all the NFL action and who you should sit, start, in fantasy football. Coming back after the break, our fantasy focus segment right after this on WWL. Who dat?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network speeds. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk, folks, getting ready for week 12 of the NFL season and fantasy football, folks. We want to know who to sit start for this weekend's action. To help us break things down on our fantasy focus segment, Joe Bartle from Fantasy Football Expert at rotowire.com. Joe, always appreciate the time, man. How was your weekend?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, the Packers finally got a win, so as a Packer fan, that was nice to see for once. It would be nice if they actually looked easy once in a while, but we'll have to see as the season progresses. But yeah, I mean, a lot of unfortunate injuries. I think for a lot of folks, it's going to be pretty frustrating this week. And unfortunately, the Week 12 NFL schedule also is just kind of gross overall. So yeah. Outside of that, I mean, I think we're okay, but it's going to be tough.
You know, I want to start with your Packers right off the bat, looking at the waiver wire. Running back-wise, I guess if you are a Josh Jacobs owner, you are running to that wire. You're hoping your claim is first up for Emmanuel Wilson this weekend.
Yeah, you probably should have been rostering Emmanuel Wilson even in that instance. But I would agree with you. Now, I guess there's some good news that reportedly didn't have any structural damage. There won't be any surgery necessary, that it was just a knee contusion.
Okay.
Typically, when I hear that, that's a bruise, right? Like if we're like, oh, I contused my knee while I was putting the decorations out. Like, okay, yeah, you bruised it, right? I don't know what that means, the NFL circle, though. I think that's a little bit different. It is noteworthy of the Packers, especially with their skill guys, the receivers, really, I think, like the secondary guys. They're really cautious with those injuries. We've seen time and time again Christian Watson, Romeo Dobbs, Dontavian Wicks miss the window where you typically have these players back. I'm nervous because Josh Jacobs plays on Sunday against the Vikings, a game in Lambeau Field the Packers desperately need. But more importantly, they play also Thursday, Thanksgiving, at Ford Field, which has been atrocious for knee injuries throughout the last 10 or so years, against the Lions. If I was to say Josh Jacobs doesn't play Sunday in 6 days, it's very easy for me to take a leap that he doesn't play another 4 days after the Lions. Now, the Packers could be playing the game of, well, we want Jacobs available for the Lions. Doesn't matter against the Vikings, but they're not really in a position to go ahead and do that. So I think if we get word, you know, I don't know, probably Thursday, that Jacobs isn't practicing, they're a little bit worried. We'll have to see. I'm assuming Jacobs will not then play for 2 weeks. So it really is a catch-22, and I think you have to have Emmanuel Wilson. If you have Jacobs, you have to really spend whatever the FAB priority level it is, or to make sure FAB waiver wire wise that you have him on your roster. But there's no guarantee that Jacobs misses time if you're in need of a running back, and there's four teams on bye this week where you might be kind of rushing for that spot.
Another running back I'm curious about, your thoughts on Kenneth Gainwell from the Steelers. I know Jalen Warren was nicked up in the game against the Bengals with an ankle issue. Reports are, I think he could have returned, but they stuck with Gainwell. What are your thoughts on Warren going into this matchup this weekend? And is Gainwell a guy that you should be out for on the waiver wire?
Yeah, stop me if you've heard this before. An NFL player said they could have returned in a game but didn't need to because it didn't matter. We had that with both Quinshon Judkins and I think it was boy, I'm blanking on it now, but Judkins was on a bye the following week. Then he comes back and plays. The consequential time, though, and the reason I'm bringing this up is we heard that from Bucky Irving, who theoretically played on this injury in that Eagles game, whether it be the foot or shoulder, I guess we don't really know for sure. Played throughout the entirety of the one, was told that he would be able to go back and play next week, whatever else. And we haven't seen him for a month and a half. That's obviously the worst case scenario. But I am real sick of hearing players tell me they could have come back, but actually we don't really need them. And that what actually that means for this week. It muddies things up. And frankly, I've been wrong on this thing too often. Even if it's 1 week where Jalen Warren doesn't play, that's 1 week where Kenneth Gainwell will be really valuable from a waiver wire perspective. So I had it ranked Emmanuel Wilson first because he could theoretically play two games. But realistically, it's possible that neither Josh Jacobs or Jalen Warren missed time. And adding to the problem of frustration for the Steelers offense, Aaron Rodgers suffered a broken wrist, but his left wrist, and theoretically he could play against the team he owns, the Bears, this week. If Mason Rudolph is out there, I don't think it affects the offense any worse or any differently than Aaron Rodgers at this stage of Rodgers' career. But, man, it would be great to have some sort of clarity right now if you have waivers on Tuesday, and I don't think we're going to know a whole lot of information about either situation.
You know, Joe, it's kind of interesting. The Saints and the Falcons playing this upcoming weekend. The whole news with Michael Penix getting hurt, and he's going on the IR, so he's going to be at least out for 4 weeks. But more specifically, Drake London, who I think a lot of fantasy owners have a lot of stock into, is going to be out probably at least for this upcoming game against the Saints, and maybe even further down the line long term for at least a couple of weeks. I feel like this is very similar to the question that I asked you about the Jets passing attack a couple weeks ago once Garrett Wilson got hurt. Drake London has been a dog for basically the entire season. He's been very, very good. But with him getting injured now, are you kind of just fading the Atlanta Falcons passing attack? Are you putting any more stock into Kyle Pitts? You know, there are other wide receivers on that roster. Just want to get your thoughts on Atlanta moving forward, because it feels like without Drake London, it's Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier show.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about how similar the Jets and Falcons offense are in their spots right now, but you're probably right. Now, the Jets actively don't want to pass the football, or at least they didn't with Justin Fields as the quarterback. We'll have to see if that changes for Mason Taylor, I would imagine, and maybe A.D. Mitchell come this week with Tyrod Taylor now as the quarterback. The Falcons actively shouldn't pass the ball. You could argue that if we could just swap the ways that they use the offense, the Falcons just choose to have Kirk Cousins throw the ball 10 times, and then every other run is hopefully affected with Algier and Bijan Robinson. That's the path to victory. I mean, the Falcons don't have their first-round pick next year. That's been in the national conversation, given the Rams, who are, I think, the presumptive Super Bowl favorite, have that. We'll get a possible Kevin Durant to the Warriors sort of windfall with this, getting James Wiseman. I hope the Falcons choose to have Kirk Cousins pass the ball as little as possible. Do I think they will do that? No. So if we are operating in that sort of context, I kind of think Darnell Mooney is a pickup this week. Now, would I have loved to know at the beginning of the season that he was dealing with a broken collarbone? Yes. How has that been underreported all year and the Falcons at minimum haven't gotten fined like the Ravens do with Lamar Jackson? I don't know. But if Mooney is at all capable of being a volume guy and he's gotten a lot of targets and done a whole lot with him the past couple weeks, then Mooney probably is a pickup and play. Maybe over even a guy like Michael Wilson, depending on the status of Marvin Harrison from the Cardinals. Wilson gets all that volume last week against the Niners. I don't really want much to do with the Falcons passing attack overall. I think this is going to be kind of the gross game. Sorry, guys. And offensively, I just imagine that the Saints aren't really pushing the envelope and neither are the Falcons. But if you're desperate, you know, with London likely out this week, Kirk Cousins does funnel his passing volume to effectively two people, Kyle Pitts and probably Darnell Mooney.
Looking at maybe a possible other quarterback pickup, you know, so folks are looking right now. Talked a little bit about Kirk Cousins, but what about Jacoby Brissett on Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, so we have the Bo Nix Broncos on the bye, and we have, of course, Justin Herbert and the Chargers on bye. So you're probably chasing at least two quarterbacks that way. And then realistically, looking at the strength of the schedule this week, there's a bunch of quarterbacks kind of like that Dak Prescott range that have really tough matchups. It's hard for me to say, oh, play Jacoby Brissett over Dak Prescott. But theoretically, Brissett, who set the record for most completions ever in an NFL game, which will be a great trivia question in 4 years if you're trying to win a bar bet, I think he's got the volume part of that, and I don't think Marvin Harrison plays. So whether it be Trey McBride, whether it be Michael Wilson, getting more Michael Carter involved as a pass catcher, the path to having Brissett get as much volume as he did last week won't change. The Cardinals' defense is very bad. I think Jags' offense will score enough points that they have to play catch-up. And will it be to the degree of catch-up that they did in the first half in moving forward? No. But you can probably have Brissett get close to 220 passing yards, a touchdown, gives you 25 rushing yards. That might be enough to kind of be low-end quarterback one range this week when it's such a difficult schedule for a lot of folks.
Looking at some streaming defenses, my favorite thing to do for this weekend, is there any teams that stand out to you that are likely available to folks right now that could be good prospects for this Sunday's action?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to start first. If the Bills are available, you go ahead and check them out as well, too. I don't mind the Bears against Mason Rudolph if he were to play for the Steelers. If it's Rodgers, I guess I don't know. I don't really want to go that direction, but maybe that's just the Packer fan in me rooting for one more ownage of Chicago. I kind of think the Raiders are in play, possibly, and I think the Browns certainly are in play as well, too. You could make an argument Shedeur Sanders or Geno Smith makes no difference from a quarterback 31 and 32 in the NFL this week from starters. So this is if we're going to talk about how gross this Week 12 schedule is, we can then acknowledge there's probably a lot of good streaming candidates defensively, at least this week.
I want to go to the tight end position real quick, Joe, because Juwan Johnson is someone that, you know, in a couple of my leagues, people drop them during the bye, just have to figure out how to manage your roster and everything like that. So he's available in a few different leagues, but you are going up against the Falcons defense that apparently is top three as far as opposing tight end points per game. But Juwan in his first game or second game with Tyler Shuck puts up 19 points, and that's a game after he scored the touchdown against the Rams. He's not necessarily getting maybe the targets that he was early on in the year, but he's making more out of the targets that he's been getting with Shuck at quarterback. I just want to get your thoughts on him.
Yeah, well, we had Juwan Johnson on the SiriusXM show that I do every week. Last week, loved interviewing him. Awesome guy. I thought his questions were really great. We talked about how he was wide open for that touchdown catch of the Panthers, and like, what's your mindset when that ball is coming to you? And I had joked, if that was me, I'm like, please catch it, please catch it, please catch it. Obviously, he's an NFL athlete and a terrific person, so he was like, ah, I'm just going to catch it and run with it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's how easy it is for NFL players. I think he's easily in the tight end one streaming conversation rest of season, and I do think the volume that we'd assume from the Saints passing attack with Tyler Shuck would necessitate that. Like, anytime somebody's getting eight targets on average per week, I just want that player, even if it ends up being like 4 for 40. It's not that would be conducive to the pop weeks really being beneficial and the floor being safe enough where you can go ahead and roster. Whereas a guy like A.J. Barner, who's a popular pickup on my waiver wire article this week, this is the first time that he's gotten over seven targets since week three. Like, A.J. Barner can score touchdowns, Zach Ertz can score touchdowns, but I want the guys to get volume. I think Juwan Johnson qualifies for that. So I would almost say that Juwan Johnson, if he's available, is a more attractive waiver wire pickup for me than Emmanuel Wilson or Kenneth Gainwell or Michael Wilson, maybe not Michael Wilson, but like in that range, like Juwan Johnson needs to be rostered and I think played in a lot of places this week.
Always awesome stuff, Joe. Appreciate the time. Besides your waiver wire pickups for week 12, what else can folks check out at rotowire.com right now?
Yeah, you can go ahead and check out a lot of the different tools that we have. I've had a lot of questions on my social media just about, do I trade for this guy rest of season? We have a rest of season schedule tool as well, like strength of schedule, if that matters, what's the postseason look like. And we also have a trade analyzer that we've been kind of working on. I think I'll be using an article to kind of explain that either later this week or early next week and kind of having that in conjunction with the fantasy playoffs ramping up. So check that out on RotoWire and my Twitter, JB Fantasy Sports.
Always great stuff, Joe. Appreciate you, man, and go Packers for you.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Bartle, a fantasy football expert at rotowire.com, joining us for our fantasy focus segment. And Charlie, the only thing worse than the Saints this season has been my fantasy squad.
So, full transparency out there, our friend Jordan Fiegel, who produces The Morning Show with Tommy Tucker, does an annual league that you, myself, Jeff Nowak are all in. I may have had the worst run of wide receiver picks that I've ever had in any fantasy league ever. I picked Godwin, you know, kind of in the middle round. It's like, oh, you know, maybe, yeah, I know he's starting out the season hurt, but maybe he'll get back. He has just been injured the whole year. Terry McLaurin, I used like a top five round pick on because he had an awesome year last year. He got paid in the offseason, Steve, and he has done nothing because he continues to sit out games with injury. That's been rough. Brian Thomas Jr.
Ugh.
Like my first round pick is just been brutal. And even like the backup players that I've gone and scooped up,
yeah,
not even mentioning like Sam Laporta, who's now on the IR, and Dalton Kincaid, who's hurt. And it's just injury after injury after injury. And I don't really know why it's specifically the WWL league that I've got all this terrible injury luck in. I did get lucky though. You know, when we had talked with Joe about last week and how I was going up against that team in my redraft league that had Jonathan Taylor and Christian McCaffrey, C-Mac did his thing. He put up 30 points against the Cardinals in the 49ers blowout victory. But as far as Jonathan Taylor being on bye, I took advantage of that and I ended up picking up the win because JT wasn't able to double up that 30 points that C-Mac had put up. So I was able to win, but man, that team's going to be really rough to see in the playoffs.
I'm still playing it out, Charlie, but right now, sadly for me, it doesn't even matter anymore. I'm not going to the playoffs.
I might have a chance, but it's not great. It's just all the injuries in the WWL League have just ruined my team, Steve.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk, going to return with even more right after this. Stay tuned, folks, on WWL. What will Drew Brees have to say about preparing for the Falcons in the Superdome? Don't miss QB to QB with Drew Brees and Bobby Hebert Wednesdays on Sports Talk. Bobby and Drew will talk about getting Tyler Shuck ready for his first big start in the Superdome against the Falcons and what players on both sides of the ball need to show the Falcons and the Houdat Nation. Don't miss QB to QB, the ultimate Saints conversation with legendary quarterbacks Drew Brees, Bobby Hebert tomorrow 4:30 on WWL. Charlie, those are always great segments, but man, oh, man, Bobby and Drew going at it about the Dirty Birds is going to be some must-listen-to radio tomorrow.
Isn't Drew the color commentator for this game,
yes,
too?
And he's going to be calling that game. How perfect.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping to see some, I guess homerism isn't the right word, but some love to the Houdat Nation for
Mr.
Breeze.
Yeah, maybe take a little jabs at the Falcons during the broadcast.
Well, I don't know, Steve. We'll see. Because it feels like every former Saint, and for that matter, every former Falcon, whenever you ask them about this rivalry, they basically said exactly what Justin Reese said earlier on. It's like, we don't like them, they don't like us. And that's what makes a perfect NFL rivalry. It makes a perfect rivalry across any sport. But the Saints and the Falcons have a real special one. And I'm looking forward to the latest chapter of it. Because, you know, I've talked to different listeners about this before. The Falcons had expectations entering this year. Steve, they wouldn't have traded their first-round pick otherwise.
Folks were trying to convince us they were going to challenge Tampa for the crown in the NFC South.
And I remember, Steven, at least Mike and I, when we were talking about the buy and sell teams in the NFC over the summer, we had mentioned that we kind of had to see it with Atlanta and how many young players that they were relying on. It was a little bit too volatile. And boy, has that come true, because that is, you know, the definition of a volatile team. But at the same time, we'll see how it all comes. It's Saints and Falcons. You know what you're going to get. It's going to be a heated rivalry between two teams that don't like one another. It's going to be a slugfest this weekend in the Superdome.
The famous Drew Brees spinorama and into the end zone against the Falcons. I was still on the sideline for that game, and it was one of those moments where I'm watching it unfold and I'm seeing Drew, and in my head I'm going, no, 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 thinking he's going to get crushed. Does the move, spins into the end zone, and obviously a legendary play is born in this black and gold Dirty Birds rivalry. And yeah, anxious to hear from Drew Brees and his thoughts on the Falcons' struggle so far this season.
Wasn't it Shy Tuttle that had the interception and the stiff arm of Matt Ryan?
Oh, and that's legendary too. And then if you listen to the German broadcast,
yes,
it's funny.
Where they all start laughing.
There you go, right.
That's one of my favorites of the rivalry too.
Folks, that's a wrap on today's edition of Sports Talk. Coming up next, the Saints Hour, voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, as well as linebacker DeMario Davis and sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. Stay tuned for even more right after this, folks, on WWL. Who dat?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.